Last evening, the Santa Rita Consolidated Local Schools held their monthly Board of Education meeting that was held in the High School Media Center that began at 5 p.m. The board had two visitors come and speak at the meeting. First, it was Martha Rothy, Regional Manager of the Ohio School Boards Association, and she acknowledged Andy Follenkamp and Paul Mormon for over 10 years of service to the Board of Education. Again, Santa Rita Schools is very grateful for the leadership and service of Andy and Paul, and we thank them. Our second visitor was Katie Johnson from the Ohio Association of School Business Officials, Executive Director. She came to acknowledge Jen Bruns, our Treasurer CFO, for her leadership and advocacy locally and statewide for school districts and treasurers throughout the state. They also awarded Santa Rita Schools with a $1,000 scholarship, leadership scholarship, for a student from St. Henry. We, again, are very appreciative of the great work that Jen Bruns continues to do here at St. Henry Schools. St. Henry Superintendent Adam Putoff updated the board on various school projects. Our middle school HVAC system is complete. The elementary playground is complete as well, with just a little bit of painting, a Gaga ball pit, and a memorial bench for in memory of Carol Workcamp to come in. We also held a grand opening for our elementary playground last evening at 6:30. I had a great turnout, and kids really enjoyed playing on the new equipment. So, again, we are lucky to have such a supportive community, and this will serve our school and community for many years to come. We're still working on painting in our high school, and hopefully that concludes here soon. Signs outside the middle school and high school have been repainted, so now we're just waiting to get some new lettering on there here in a week or two. And out at the Wally Post Complex, finishing up siding, soffit, and spoutings to the visitor's concession stand. The board approved the following donations last evening: $50 to the athletic department, an anonymous donor; $1,395 to the athletic department football account from the athletic boosters; $143.98 to the athletic department from the St. Henry boosters; and a $3,000 donation to the FFA from an anonymous donor in memory of Don Mitchell. The board approved and amended adult lunch prices for the 24-25 school year at $3.30. The board approved student activity budgets and student activity fundraising for the 24-25 school years as follows: the FFA fruit and nut sale, class of 2028, cookie dough sale, drama club, ticket sales and concessions, along with fall flower sales, science club, roadside cleanup, and the class of 2026 prom ticket sales. The board approved the then and now purchase order to Huddle in the amount of $12,400.02. The board approved the contract with the Montgomery County ESC for hearing services for the 24-25 school year in the amount of $27,578.25. The board approved bus routes for the 24-25 school year, which will be emailed out to those who are on a school bus here in the next day or two. The board approved a one-year limited classified contract to Jeff Garman for the 24-25 school year. The board approved payment of $85 to Ron Deuce for cleaning the school van. The board approved FMLA for Kelly Pulling, effective roughly October 14th, 2024. And the board also approved the list of classified substitutes for this upcoming school year. And finally, the board approved Ben Miller as the OSBA 2024 Capital Conference Delegate for St. Henry Schools. The next board meeting is scheduled for Monday, September 9th at 7 p.m. in the High School Media Center. Go Skins!